Hello, and welcome to this year's very urgent Christmas appeal. Across the country, there is a scourge destroying lives. Millions of people are walking the streets this Christmas, and they don't know that their lives have been ruined. I want to introduce you to one tragic sufferer, who I found lost on the streets of Cambridge, completely unable to shop for Christmas presents. This is Simon.
It's on a matter of perspective, I think. Oh, I think it's great. What do you think?
Simon suffers from stage 3 tat blindness, a terrible disease that renders the sufferer incapable of distinguishing genuinely useful items from hideous tat.
I've got the tat blindness. I have, it's a problem. Tat blind, I can't see tat for tat.
Difficult, though it may be to believe, but pitiful morons like Simon cannot tell tat from nice. I asked him if he's ever seen the difference.
I saw tat once in 1984, but since then it's been remarkably difficult to differentiate tat from non-tat. Is that weird?
Yes, it is, Simon. But that doesn't mean it isn't uncommon. Instances of tat blindness have been on the rise since the invention of the mail order catalogue, but have soared with high street shoppers since all real shopping moved online. At this time, there is no known cure. Unbelievably, when Simon went to the doctors, they told him...
They told me to fuck off.
They told him to...
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 Fuck off.
It bears repeating that they told him to...
Fuck off.
With responses like that, is it any wonder that funding for research into tat blindness remains so low? I asked Simon to show me how it affected his Christmas shopping.
Now, Simon, if we go into this shop over here, now we look through this window.
Yeah, oh, it's lovely.
Can you tell the difference between what is, genuine nice items there and tat?
Look, it's a miniature ashtray. That's great. That's fantastic.
No, it's not. It's not.
But it's shaped like a duck.
I tried, fruitlessly, to point out to Simon that the concept of purchasing this item was making me feel physically ill.
What are you talking about? It's nice. Look, it's taken handcrafted plastic resin.
Poly resin.
That's the one. Poly resin. That's fantastic. The amount of craft that's taken.
It was clear that there was nothing to be done for Simon. The only humane thing to do was to take him into a side street and stove his head in with a 2x4.
You what? What are you talking about, man?
Sometimes, in their confusion, sufferers of tat blindness will fight back, and a gentle crossbow bolt to the head is the only way to help them. To help cure tat blindness, send money now to me, Geoffrey Collins, and I will make sure that the money goes to the right place. Don't bother sending it to any of those charities or to the museum itself. Just write a cheque to Geoffrey Collins and I'll send it direct to my bank account, and I will do from there what needs to be done. Just send the cheque to me. That'll be fine. That'll cover all the bases there. Just to me, Geoffrey Collins. Geoffrey Collins of the Museum of Tat, but not the Museum of Tat, just to Geoffrey Collins, because Geoffrey Collins could do with the cash right now. He could. Thank you. Please don't send any small amounts. Large amounts are best when dealing with such a tragic problem as this. Large amounts are always best. Just keep adding those noughts on the end of that cheque as you send them to me, Geoffrey Collins of the care of the Museum of Tat, not to the Museum of Tat. You can send it to the Museum of Tat, but make sure the cheque is made payable to me, Geoffrey Collins, because someone has to.
It's a tragic case, ladies and gentlemen.